Okay, so I'm now looking at one of Simon's images. It's one that I like very much. And I acknowledge that it's possibly not always a compliment to compare an image to that of somebody else, but once again, I'm reminded of the work of another artist, and this time it's Paul Kenny. And I suppose one of the reasons for that is the intricate texture and perhaps the black framing used very, very effectively here, I think. Now, this is an image where very obviously the figure and ground can be constantly confused. Are we looking at eight rectangles on a black background, or are we looking through a black grid to the green beyond? It confuses the eye, to my mind, the very best images have that quality, and it's not easy to work that into an image. If we look at the shapes, they're identical. The image is obviously symmetrical and very balanced. There's no conflict as such. The colour green is a calming one, generally. But what are we to make of the lack of saturation in the bottom two images? So, to me, this is quite significant in the image. So I'm going to offer up Empty Void as the first title, because the two greyish green rectangles suggest to me that there's something draining away. The image itself conjures up something slight, despite the balance, there's something slightly unnerving, something unknowable, sort of distance and emptiness, if you like. And although green is associated with calm, the green used here is sort of hard and dark, and it suggests to me something overwhelmingly elusive. So looking at it from the other perspective, as if through a grid, through the bars of a cell or a window, if you like, I find myself now concentrating on the scratchy, tangled surface. And this, to me, suggests something unresolved, an echoing doubt, if you like. In fact, that's what I'm going to go with, echoing doubt.